this podium.
记忆犹温，记忆犹温，温度的温。
Oh, my memory was refreshed.
我们不能怪他，他一方面是韩国人，一方面是美国人，他是我们英文一等一的，所以 sorry if 我给你难处哈。OK，
我可以跟你一起。
所以我们需要你们的祷告，好，一个这样的爸爸帮一个这样的妈妈来翻译的时候，真的是不容易。
So it's a bit of a challenge that this kind of father is trying to interpret for the.
他很早就跟我要我要讲的啊内容。
And a long time, the interpreter wanted to ask me for a.
表示他非常的认真。
Because he wants to do the best.
很不幸的。
But unfortunately,
他要翻我的，我是没有什么。内容可以写下来的。
I don't write down my script.
所以我们都需要你的代祷哈。
So we're going to ask you for prayer.
过去的回忆在这里的回忆很甘甜。
And all the memory that I have in this church is very, very sweet.
但是从过去站在这个位置的战惊，战惊。
Yeah, so as I'm standing here with a awe, with a trembling,
还是在。
But I still have that feeling.
这是一个神话语的很神圣的时刻。
This is a very sacred time that when we open God's word.
所以求请大家一起用祷告的心，
用 so with a prayerful heart,
用神的真道来敬拜神。
And to worship Him with God's truth.
神的真道如果能够到我们的心里面去的时候
，When God's truth enters out to our heart,
那是神的很美、很喜悦的心意。
And that's a very joyous.
母亲节为什么会在教会里面来举行，而且是在敬拜的时间
？So why do we celebrate even at our Sunday service in church？
我小时候从在教会里面长大哈，这个是我小时候长大的时候一种教会文化。
I grew up in churches, so celebrating Mother's Day has become a church culture.
那当然，这种文化是从西方传过去的。
And this is a coming from the Western country.
但是我们发现这个那个时候只有在教会里面很少有的哈，我的印象中很少有的这种母亲节的欢庆或者是商品的售卖，这个情况下呢现在已经大有不同。
In my days, older days, that's been we seldom celebrate Mother's Day, but today is very, very common.
为什么它会那么广传，那么广，就整个全世界全球的这种庆祝的一个节日。
So how come Mother's Day has become a kind of like a global event?
不是教会把它收进来，我们来庆祝。
It's not that the church took on and said, "Hey, let's celebrate."
因为它本身就是从神给我们的一个很重要的一个纪念。
But rather, it's a gift. It's a remembrance. It's a gift from God.
刚才我们从我们的祷告中，我们听到。我们的神像父亲一样。
From our prayer, we heard that our God is like a father.
爱我们，呵护我们。
Love us and protect us.
圣灵像母亲一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like mother.
每一天，每一天，每一个时刻。
And every time, every day, every moment.
跟我们在一起。
To be with us.
但是也像妈妈的眼睛一样盯着你。
And just like a mother is looking at you moment by moment.
既然神用爸爸妈妈的这样的一个有形体的给我们这样的一个意象，那表示在他的敬拜里面，只要是爸爸妈妈，都是在这个敬拜里面能够来敬拜神的。
So with this the picture of a father and mother as to describe God.And as we worship God, we also use this masculinity and femininity to worship God.
神颁律法的时候
When God gives laws to the people of Israel,
前面的四条
The first four laws in the Ten Commandments
是对他的
is for him.
下面的六条
The six remaining,
人的伦理
yeah, It's a for people.
第一条
The first
是什么
What's the first commandment?
是什么Right, 孝敬你的父母。
Honor your parents, the first one for the people side.
所以我们今天在这个机会里面一起跟神一起来感恩喜乐这样的节日。
So today we take this opportunity to celebrate with this joyful joyous occasion with God.
不是只有我们这些儿女跟妈妈的关系。
Not just the children and mother.
而是神的儿女跟天上的关系。
But rather it's the children of God with God Himself.
就像刚才诗歌里面的歌词，这是神的礼物，神的恩赐。
Just like this, the lyrics that we sang in the hymn, that is a gift from God.
所以让我们一起祷告。
So let's pray together.
求神的灵动工。
May God's Spirit to work it in us.
不是只有天地下的欢乐，有天上的这样的一个祝福。
Not just joy in on earth, but also in heaven.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
我们说不出来的感恩你的恩赐。
For this there's a words that cannot describe the gift you have given to us.
你的智慧建立了母亲，建立了家庭。
Your wisdom has established the mother and family.
你把你那个神圣的里面的心意
But that sacred heart that you have given to the human race
你竟然信任每一个母亲
That you entrust to mothers
把产业给我们
To give the inheritance to her
以致我们可以领受这个产业蒙福
So that we can be blessed with this inheritance
我们要感恩
So we give thanks to you
我们每一次想到任何事情的源头都出于你的时候
When we think about the source of everything that is you
我们就想到你的心意的善良纯全还有让我们可以喜悦的
So all to think about your will of the good and pleasing
求圣灵动工
So may your spirit to work in us
我们当中有很多人需要被安慰
And many of us here that need comfort
有我们这个大家庭的弟兄姐妹刚刚失去双亲或者是母亲
Some of us may have lost our parents
我们需要你的安慰
We need your comfort
妈妈的心里面有很多的重担
And the mothers have burdens in their heart
有时候是无力
Sometimes we feel powerless.
我们需要主你来鼓励我们
We need your comfort.
加添我们力量
And give us strength.
好让我们的一生抚养孩子的这样的使命
So when this the mission that to raise our children
被你成全
And be completed with you.
好在见你的时候
And then when we see you face to face.
领我们的奖赏
And to be awarded.
我们这样祷告
In this, we pray this, in Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
好，第一章，第一章。好，今天我们的题目叫做这个异曲同工，是到底跟什么曲，跟什么曲呢
？So today's our topic is a duet. So it's like which two melodies?
谁可以猜？我们跟谁 duet？ 我跟谁二重唱
？So what is the who's who do we sing the duet with？
谁回答的？哇！好聪明的妈妈，想到了吗？我们是跟神同工。
So we work with God.
所以，当你在你生了孩子，你要把孩子带大的时候，你不是孤单的。
So when you raise your children, when you give birth and raise your children, you're not alone.
今天我的题目叫做《母亲的颂曲》。
Today's our the topic is the duet.
母亲的一生，不管多么艰辛，不管多么的各种滋味都有哈。可以成为一首很美的歌。
Regardless of how difficult may difficult be, but then this song can be a beautiful song.
而且不是你自己唱。
You're not singing solo.
神跟我们一起唱。
But God sings with you.
我们知道神的创造之功。
We know that God's the creation work.
以后我们在天上的时候哈，在天上的时候。
And when we're in heaven in the future,
我们是一直要敬拜神的。
We will continuously worship Him.
那里有三首一定要唱的歌。
There are three songs that we must sing.
你们知道什么歌吗
？Do you know which song?
有没有谁对其实是比较熟的？以后每一个信徒到神的宝座前。
Every believer that we're going to be singing, and we describe this in the Book of Revelation.
那个什么谁的歌？谁的歌？对对，你讲的对。奇哉圣哉圣哉呀！谁的歌？摩西的歌。
That's a song of
Moses. 摩西的歌。啊，你如果去看。第四章、第五章、十四章、十五章，你会看到有三首歌，摩西的歌。那摩西的歌在讲什么呢？
So、what is Moses' song described?
他对神的那个大能。
It describes the power of God.
对神的奇妙。
And His wonders.
还有对神的公义。
And His justice.
你知道吗？每次我想到神的那个绝对的公义。
When we hear about His absolute just.
我从心里面无头无体。
And then I just feel like it's completely just speechless. Worship him.
如果没有神的公义,
without his justice,
就没有神的恩典,
when we look at the salvation in the
Old Testament, 神的公义,
he talks about God's justice.
大卫也这样说, 你看我有不义的时候, 就是你的公义, 就是你的慈爱。
So David said that when you see my injustice, that is your justice.
所以那一首歌在唱神的伟大, 神的能力, 还有神的义,
so that song is to sing about his justice.
犹太人有一个直接的观念, 只要唱到公义, 神的公义, 就会想到神的救恩。
So the Jewish people has a habit of when they sing about justice, they will think about his salvation.
在那个方舟关起来以前, 很多人在外面, 当那个方舟一关起来, 神把它关灯, 关掉之后呢, 里面跟外面, 里面那一群人, 不能不唱歌的,
So in the Noah's Ark story, that the people that's inside the ark, when the ark is closed, then the people that's inside have to sing.
那首歌我们要唱到永远,
because that
有一天,
that song will be sung forever.
所以弟兄姐妹们最好现在就练习唱歌。
So we better practice now.
不一定要唱得好听, 要唱出这样的歌。
Not necessarily just to sing it well, but to sing it to the heart.
当你情绪沉重的时候, 忧虑的时候,
when you're depressed, when you are low,
看着野地的花,
then look at the
看着天空的鸟,
look at the birds in the sky.
这是他儿子耶稣提醒我们的, 唱出那一个, 大灾、奇灾、异灾,
and then that's what Jesus has reminded us to sing those hymns.
第二首歌,
and then second song,
叫做羔羊之歌,
it's the song of the lamb.
谈到羔羊的时候,
when we say lamb,
我们不能不敬拜神对我们的爱,
and we have to worship him with his, because of his love.
有爱就有感动, 就有感恩,
because when we see love, then we are moved, we want to worship him.
神用他儿子的命, 换了我们的命,
because God uses his son's life to exchange for our life.
那首歌是要唱到永远的,
and that song is also be sung forever.
那我要强调的是第三首歌,
now I'm emphasizing the third song.
这首歌叫做什么? 叫做新歌。
We call this as a new song.
谁唱的?
Who will sing it?
信徒,
the saints, the believers.
我们的王庆执事总是有标准答案。
王庆 is doing well.
所以他的课要去上。 信徒的歌叫做新歌。
So it's a song of the believers. So we call it it's the new song.
我让你看到这个整个这个启示录的赞美啊歌颂的这个整个场面是什么原因呢？
So the reason I want to bring up this the Revelation talks about the picture of the worship.
神不喜欢独唱。
God does not like solo.
神不喜欢只有他听歌。
Or he just sing. Or just he would be the one that's listening, being the audience.
神要的歌是大家一起的，信徒的歌就是一起的。
He wants all the believers to sing.
而且这首歌很特别。
And this song is very special.
在启示录第15章。
In Revelation 15.
告诉我们说，那个歌是怎么样的歌？新歌，没有人可以学的。
And it says that this song is very special, and we cannot be learned.
意思是说，只有你唱。
That means that you the only one can sing.
特定的, 当然它有数目了, 但是这个新歌的意义就, 就只有你能唱出来的,
only you can sing it.
只有你这个某某孩子的妈妈的, 这个, 你才能唱出这样的歌。
So you are so-and-so, you are so-and-so's mother, you can only sing this song.
当然不是只有, 养儿育女了,
not just talking about the
我们整个的生命的过程,
but it's the life, our all life being poured into.
会谱成 永远歌颂的歌,
and this life will be a composed to a song we will sing.
我跟你保证, 绝对会比你听到那个黄河颂更庞大更壮大, 黄河颂,
okay.
Red River.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I bet that this is a beautiful than the Chinese song 黄河颂,
那种感动无可比的,
and then that movement is such greater.
而且你会很高兴我有份于这样的歌。
And then you'll be very glad that you can sing, you'll be part of it.
所以我跟今天要跟母亲节的母亲们分享的信息，我们都是儿女， 哈， 我们虽然有人不是母亲，或母亲不在了，但是呢，我们都是儿女， 哈， 所以我们今天一起来领受神的这个美意。
So even though everyone is our children, children of somebody, but just specifically to the mothers, I want to share this message to you.
我们事实上是神跟我们一起，让我们一起跟他同工。
So God works with us.
我们才有歌唱啊。
So then we can have a song to sing.
Yeah. 不是只有在那边听，然后好像都已经唱得很熟了，圣哉圣哉哈，唱到哈，但是我们的心就在那里跟神的心融合在一起。
And then just not that the song is so common, but then this song is so beautiful that we.
就是圣经上在讲的一首新歌。
And this is the new song that God.
没有人可以帮你唱的。
No one can sing for you.
而且是一直更新的歌。
And it's keep on renewed.
这是我们人生的过程。
So this is our life.
所以我们看到，当有创造的时候，神就把这个母亲的位分给了我们。
So when God creates and He has given us this special position to mothers.
有神的创造就有荣耀。
So with God's creation, there is a glory.
有神的创造就有工作要做。
With God's creation, there's a work to do.
我应该说有荣耀就一定要做工。
And then if we're going to receive glory, we have to do work.
我们可以看到我的第二个经节，那里告诉我们我怎么说。 我们有一份跟神同工的工作要做呢？神怎么让我们有份的呢？
So how do we partake with God?
马拉基书第二章，
And then Malachi chapter 2 said this.
告诉我们，难道神没有余力可以创造所有的后代吗？说那个要很众多分散地面的这些人吗？
God said that, you know, isn't that God has the power just to create the whole nation by himself?
对他绝对没有难处。
Nothing is impossible for him.
但是他把这份工作，
but he gave this a special work.
记得哦，是创造之工。
This is a special work of creation.
不是发明，
not discovered.
是创造之工。
Is to create.
把它交给母亲，
and give it to the mother.
有一个很重要的目的，
because it has a very special purpose.
它有一个很深的、很有价值的意义。
And he has a great value.
要我们得到。
What does God seek?
他要我们得到。
Is to get, to receive.
要母亲得着一个永恒的产业。
Is for the mothers to receive the eternal inheritance.
每次我们谈到神要我们做工的时候，我们总感觉好像被要求。
When we think about God is asking us to do work, it seems like God is requiring us.
神的心跟父母的心一样。
It's like God's heart is like a parent's heart.
有工给你做就有赏赐。
You do the work, you get reward.
做工得工价。
So you do the work, you get a.
但是神跟我们不一样的地方，他不会忘记，他不会答应就忘记了。
But there's a difference. God will never forget.
有没有人在偷笑？ 父母亲会不会忘记？ 有时候会。
Parents sometimes will forget.
所以我们看到， 这一份抚养儿女的这一份使命。
So this mission of this divine mission of to raise our children.
是神他的创造的奇功，把他很慎重的交给了母亲。
This is a wonderful, marvelous divine mission has given to mothers.
而且我刚才讲过，有创造就有工作，有工作就有荣耀，就有赏赐。
There's a, I said that creation has a work, work has a reward.
我们来看看，当神把这个使命给母亲的时候，带来什么样的一个母亲的一个赏赐。So
what kind of rewards that the mothers will get?
在这里箴言的第31章第31节哈，我们一起来，愿他享受操作所得的。 愿他的工作在城门口荣耀他，不是到天上才有哦，在地上就有了。
So not only that we have work that's in heaven, but there's also rewards on earth.
日光之下有一种定律。
Under the sun, there's a law.
所罗门说的。
Solomon said.
人要享受吃他劳碌得来的。
People will enjoy what they have labored.
所以这个妈妈所操作的、所付出的。
So all the work that mothers you have done,
他会很享受。
You will enjoy.
因为他的工作在城门口荣耀他。
So may her work bring her praise at the city gate.
我问你一个问题，我很喜欢问问题。
So question for you.
我也很喜欢听你们的答复。
Love to hear your answer.
我们的荣耀从哪里来？
Where does our glory and honor come from?
荣耀从哪里来？ 青少年，你跟我回答一下，有没有？ 我们的 youth， 哈？ 神， 哇， 拍手。
From God.
哦， 一答便中。 Is it your class?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He is my class.
谢谢庞长老跟那个琳达姐妹。这个荣耀不是你的孩子给你一个他的文凭。
This reward is not like a graduate certificate that your children would bring.
不是你的女儿，你的儿子有很好的工作， 有一个很稳当的这样的一个住家，或什么都很舒适。
Nor the children will bring you a good residence, a good job.
母亲的享受跟荣耀，如果我们是这样期待的话，
If we only expect that kind of a reward,
等到你的孩子离家之后，
When they left your home,
等他不需要再跟你说，妈，我现在要钱，爸，帮我寄钱过来。
They don't need you to say, Ma, I need some money.
你就发现到，
Then you will discover this.
他有荣耀，
There is a reward,
但是你享受不到。
But you can't get it.
等到你的孩子们离家之后， 这是正常的， 这个是正常的。
Because this is normal. When they leave house,
我的孩子结婚了，
And then my children get
他有他们的孩子，
family, They have their own family.
那他们自家去， 在他们家里面， 来营造他们家里面的， 福气。
They have to cultivate their own home.
所以妈妈们，
So mothers,
如果你的孩子没有按着你的期待， 并不代表你没有祝福或者没有赏赐。
If they did not turn out to be as you expected,
并不代表你得不到荣耀。
Doesn't mean that you don't have reward, you don't have honor.
你的荣耀是神给你的。
Your honor is given by God.
因为这个使命是神给你的。
Because this mission is given by God.
用神的标准来打分数。
And then use God's standard to reach yourself.
不是我们的想法。
Not our what I'm planning.
我们有什么想法？
What do we plan for?
跟谁家比？
We compare with other people.
然后我们希望他比我更好。
And then we say, I want my children to be like them, more than better than them.
记得神给的是永恒的。
Remember God has given us a eternity.
他的眼光非常的长远。
His sight is far away.
他的赏赐非常的丰富。
And his reward is very abundant.
我告诉你， 你可能会笑我哈。 当我的儿子结婚之后， 以前， 儿子就比较有理性了哈， 但是我的生日他一定记得。
Now you may laugh at me, but my son is a very
He is respect the.
Yeah, and then but then he does remember my birthday.
结婚之后第一年，
After he got married the first year,
没有跟我说 生日快乐。
He did not call me and say happy birthday to me.
母亲节还要他太太， 我的媳妇代表， 叫他们全部来跟我打招呼。
And then his wife on Mother's Day will have to call everybody to wish me happy.
很正常， 非常正常。
That's normal.
因为我们的儿子要离开我们， 我们的女儿要离开我们， 他们自己成为自己的家。
Because our children will leave us and they have to cultivate their own home.
所以我说， 请你不要期待 你的荣耀， 你的福气， 要从你的孩子， 来回馈你。
So don't expect that the reward will come from your children.
神要亲自给你赏赐。
God will give you reward himself.
他把这个位置给你，
give you this position,
把任务给你，
give you this responsibility.
我们的心是要得到他的赞美，
and we need to be earned for his reward,
得到他的肯定，
his affirmation.
而且我们有确认， 我们有确定，
and we have the assurance.
他先把应许给我们了，
but he gave us a promise.
我们一定会得到赏赐。
We will, with a capital W, that be receiving a reward.
那么现在我要来用两个例子。
So I want to say with two examples.
我们来看一下我们的天父给我们这个任务， 他以后打我们的分数的标准在哪里。
So what is the standard that God's going to rate us?
不是他们的荣耀，
Not their honor,
是我们要从神领的荣耀。
But from the honor from God.
好，这里我提到， 我是讲到几点？ 快到了。 Okay. 我提到有两个母亲。
There are two mothers I want to mention.
那这两个母亲呢， 是被主所赞美的。
And these are the two mothers that Jesus has praised.
是被主所关心的。
And be cared for.
在圣经里面如果提到一些例子的话，不是只有那个人。
In an example of the Bible, that we should not just talk about them.
有的人有这种想法哈，圣经的人我哪比得上啊？圣经的人只有一个啊，摩西只有一个，大卫只有一个，约瑟只有一个。
Sometimes we think that there are so many superheroes in the Bible. There's a Moses, there's David. How can I be one of them?
非常好的用词哈，圣经里面没有英雄。
Yeah, there's no hero in the Bible.
但是圣经里面有讨神喜悦的人。
But there are plenty of people try to get will try to please God.
为什么要读他的话
？So why do we read God's word?
因为在那里让我们看到盼望。
Because we see hope in God's word.
那里告诉我们如何走进那个正道，那个对的啊一个方向。
So lead us how to walk towards that righteous path.
我到今天。
Till today,
我一直认为这两个母亲是我心里面抚养我的儿女的一个很重要的一个鼓励跟模范。
These two mothers are examples for me to encourage me how to raise my children.
第一个
，The first，
当然很多了哈，但是我提出两个，也是我印象最深刻的。哎，对，我们到这个啊。刚才母亲的福分哈，我就不因为我可能时间关系啊，母亲的福分有。现在就有的哈，有儿女称他为有福，有丈夫的称赞。对，我今天要提一下，还那个金姐再看一下好了。有没有儿女称他为有福，丈夫称赞他？我们在场的丈夫们、爸爸们。
So this verse says that the husband also call her blessed. So husbands,
如果你知道这一份艰辛的工作，非常神圣的使命是从神来。
You know that this divine mission is come from God to mothers.
你从来没有赞美过你的妻子。
If you have never praised, give honor.
你从来没有鼓励过孩子的妈。
You have never encouraged your children's mother.
从今天开始偿还。
From now on, do so.
赞美他们。
Praise her.
不是因为她做的啊一百分，不是这个。
Not because she reached 100%.
因为她手上拿着神的使命。
But she is commissioned from God.
我可以这样说。帮你弟兄们，帮爸爸，在每一天每一个时刻，帮我们在守着这份产业。
And then you also help her to also guard against this inheritance.
不要误解我的意思，父亲很重要。
So fathers, you're important.
但是使命不一样。
But you have different mission.
神都有他自己的美意。
God has his own way.
那今天我要针对就是我们的那个妈妈们。
So we're going to talk about mother today.
当我们领受了今天的信息。
So once we receive this message today,
你要把你的肩膀挺起来。
So straighten up your back.
昂头挺胸。
And then chin up.
向前迈进。
And walk towards forward.
好，第一个母亲。
So the first mother,
迦南妇人。
Is the Canaanite woman.
如果我们讲一个人的身世背景的话，在犹太人的面前，迦南妇人是一个不相干的人。
So if we talk about a position in the Bible, the Canaanite woman, Canaanites, has no position before the Jewish people.
首先就有这个民族的成见，我要小心讲这句话。
First, there is a racial discrimination.
所以呢，当他呼喊着来喊着跟耶稣就帮助他的时候。
Yeah, so she came to Jesus and then said that, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me.
那些门徒
And then his disciples.
怎么样
What did they do?
他们竟然转向耶稣说叫他走了
He turns to Jesus and said, just ask her to go away.
那么烦
Lord, ask her to go away.
那么烦
This is too troublesome.
耶稣很安静
But Jesus was very silent.
耶稣的安静不是不在意这个姊妹。
His silence does not mean that he does not care.
我讲姊妹，因为她跟耶稣认识了，所以我称她为姊妹。
Yeah, so I call her a sister because Jesus knew her.
她有她非常正当的理由。正当的理由，耶稣。
So Jesus has a very good reason to be silent.
因为她工作的时间跟工作的范围，那个时候是人是有限的。所以他的心就只有在神要他完成的任务。
At this moment and time and place, Jesus was only focusing on his mission.
到最后，他给这个姊妹的一个评分呢，是我们很多人可能都觉得我们还需要 需要努力的。
And then at the end, Jesus gave this woman a rating, and this rating is something that we all want.
耶稣的安静没有回答，不代表他有偏见。
His silence does not mean that he was discriminatory.
他有可能哈，这是我想的哈，可能跟我们这些很忙的这个妈妈一样哈，哪一个重，哪一个轻，哪一个先，哪一个后。
So maybe he was just thinking about his priorities. Is the first, should I do this now? Is it important? And is it, should I do this first or last? His mind was probably thinking about that.
当我在念这个记事的时候，
But when we have this story,
我有一种心里面对耶稣的心的感受。
And then I have a new understanding about Jesus.
他被打动了。
And he was moved.
谁打动他？
Who moved him?
一个妈妈打动他。
A mother moved him.
照理讲他是不能停下来的。不能停下来做这个事情的。
He should not stop and do this work for her.
他很多事要做。
He has a lot to do.
他还要祷告。
He needs to pray.
各方面。
And so on and so forth.
但是我们圣经里面四福音很多都是关于不是犹太人的一些记事。
We have a few recording in the Bible, in the Gospel, it's about Jesus dealing with a non-Jewish people.
今天早上我们在谈我的那个主学课程的时候，谈到神迹奇事。
I talked about in my Sunday school.
Miracle. Jesus miracle.
Jesus is miracle.
我们都认定到一点，为什么耶稣要做这些事情？
We all learn one thing, is that why would Jesus perform miracles?
他那个怜悯的心。
It's because out of his compassion.
即使他很忙，
Even though he was very busy,
他还是一样非常怜恤。
He was still compassionate.
虽然医治了某某人，他以后还是会死。
Even though he healed somebody, but that person was still going to die.
可是他还是很心动。
But he is still moved.
那个意思是说，
That means,
他不希望看我们受苦。
He did not want to see.
他的目的不是来到处医治人。
His purpose is not to heal everybody.
但是他不愿意看到我们受苦，
But he does not want to see us suffering.
不愿意让我们独自担当难处，
Does not want to see us to bear the suffering all by ourselves.
接下来这个母亲怎么样？她求他。
And then what did mother do?
她告诉她的需要，你可以帮我们念一下。
She told him her needs.
把那个经节你用英文念一下。
Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession.
他告诉耶稣说：“我有一个宝贝女儿，只有一个。”
I have one daughter, my precious daughter.
可能有第二个，我不知道，但这里就得要一个哈。
But this is a one daughter, my daughter.
已经无处可以求助了。
That I have nowhere to go for help.
以至于这个母亲愿意为她的女儿。
And to a point that she was willing.
跨越这种不同民族性的这种歧见。
To a this discriminatory, you know, from racially,
就是要求一线生机。
And only want to seek one thing.
等一下，你会发现这个母亲宁可自己受羞耻。
Even though that she will be willing to be shamed.
公开的公布。
And public to announce.
我的女儿受鬼附了。
And my daughter has been terribly.
本来就已经很被歧视了，都已经被要赶走了。
And almost she's already been chased out.
他继续的说：“主耶稣啊，帮助我。”
So Jesus help us.
在接下来耶稣的这句话，
And then just because of this one sentence,
听起来好像很冷漠哈。
And sounds like a very cold.
但是请我们听到耶稣的心跳的声音。
But listen to God's heartbeat.
因为他到最后要给我们看到怎么样的一位母亲。
But he wants us to see what kind of
什么叫做母亲
？What kind of mother she is?
他说：“我怎么好拿？”桌上的饼给狗吃。
He said that it's not. I was sent only. It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
请我们注意哈，犹太人称外邦人称狗，对他们来讲不是一个也是一个奇见呐哈。但是呢，对他们来讲哈，你看那个在预言耶稣。受苦的那个诗篇里面他就说那个狗来怎么样、哦、就是他们是这种称呼我们有一个好像一个 约束成熟的那种、称呼
yeah, So this word dog is a Jewish at that time is calling these non-Jews of dogs and then this is just the way that they call these people
就像我们中国人也会这样把人家称呼，对不对？
什么鬼啦？有没有 ？Calling people dogs。
台湾的话以前叫美国人啊，对不起哈，我们当中的美国人，请不要在意哈，我们诚实的讲哈，叫什么
？In the old days, old time of the people in Taiwan also called them Americans。
叫红帆，还啊，红哦，还要红哦，红色的帆帆。
哦，帆是外国人。
帆不只是外国人，帆还是野蛮人。
土人。Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah, they call the Yankees the Red Barbarian.
The Yankee.
Wow, American Yankees.
还好不是 Monkey, 是 Yankee 哈。当我们这样讲的时候。
When we say this,
并不代表这些人对这些西方来的这些人不尊敬。
It's not to say that we don't respect them.
因为他们呢，也知道这些人在台湾建立的医院，建立做的很多很多对我们有益处的事情。
They do a lot of good things in Taiwan, build the hospitals and churches.
私下讲话的时候。
And then when we talk to them in private.
还是说哦，哪一个红番？
And we say that the red barbarian.
因为他想他们听不懂。
Because we think that they don't understand.
后来一个宣教士说我听得懂。
And then a missionary said, I understand.
好，你了解了哈，所以请你不要对耶稣有这个想说，哎，他怎么可以叫那是狗呢？哈，有这个典故。所以这个母亲怎么说
？So what did this woman say? Mother said.
通常我们在看信息都会看耶稣好伟大，神好伟大。现在我们看到这个母亲。真的是很伟大。
Now the usually spotlight is on Jesus. Jesus is great, but now the spotlight turns to this woman, and she's great.
即使是狗也可以吃主人掉下来的渣。
She said that even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
妈妈们
，so mothers，
如果你的这个母亲的德性
，if you're being a mother, this mother，
如果你母亲的心肠。
Your heart of being a mother, the mother.
还没有像这个迦南妇人的这样子的一个宽大。
If you have not reached this breadth of this Canaanite mother,
不以女儿为耻。
And then they will not be ashamed of their daughter.
为了女儿受羞辱。
For their daughter, they're willing to.
耶稣没有羞辱她，是她的门徒羞辱她。门徒羞辱她，将她走开。
Yeah, because the disciples said to chase her away.
然后。就是死缠着不走
And then she would not give up.
就像雅各抓住了那个天使
like,
那个人
like Jacob was doing the wrestling with the angel of the Lord.
你不跟我祝福
go,
我不会放你走
You do not bless me, I will not let you go.
你知道后面称他叫什么
So then he changed his name.
称他什么得胜了跟神跟人较劲他都胜了
Israel, meaning that the winner
Ni, 你知道神在天上一定很高兴。
I think that God was very pleased.
他要我们有这样子的信心。
Because He wants us to have such faith.
他要我们这样的诚心。
To have this heart.
他好高兴。
And He will be very pleased.
所以以至于耶稣就讲了这句话，我们在上面有的话。
Then that's what we see in the verse.
我先念中文，那再请你念英文。妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。
Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted."
妈妈们，你知道你要什么吗
？You know what you want, mothers.
你知道谁才可以成全你对孩子的心愿吗
？Who can fulfill your wishes?
如果你过去一直期待这个，期待那个
，If you're just looking for this person, that person.
有时候我们会怪我们的丈夫太忙。
My husband is too busy.
没有跟我一起来。处理孩子的事情。
Do not plan with me and work with me and with my children.
有问题的时候就会怪配偶。
And then when there's a problem, I say it's the other person's fault.
但是这个母亲知道，她只有一个心意。
He only has one heart.
她要她的女儿好起来。
She wants her daughter to be healed.
几乎是说还我一个原来我那个健康而且是正常的女儿。
Give me a normal, the healed daughter.
你知道为什么我们的儿女有那么多的不正常吗
？You know why we have so many children have these abnormalities?
你或许不会承认
，even though you may not，
他是只有母亲知道
，but only mothers know。
我们外面都觉得很好
，we think that everything is good。
功课好就好
，the good grades good。
长相好就好
Pretty face, good.
跟人家比得上就好。
And then there's better than others, good.
可是里面隐藏着很多，因为这个孩子带给你的羞辱。
Because sometimes these children will, your children will bring you shame.
人家不知道的。
No one knows.
只有你跟神知道。
Only you and God knows.
如果不是这样，你就不会一直要驱使你的孩子达到你的标准。
Because then you, that's why you want the children to.
爱都来不及，宝贝都来不及。嗯哼，呀。所以在这个地方耶稣说哎呀妇人啊
He said, oh, woman,
母亲啊
or should say that, mother,
你的信心是大的
you have a great faith.
你知道我们的恩赐都从神来
Our graces all come from God.
为什么神还要给我们赏赐呢
Why does he give us reward?
是神给我的
Because it's God, it's from God.
神还要给我赏赐
He gives me a reward.
他给我们的赏赐的标准在哪里
So what's the standard of this reward?
信心
Faith,
不是自信
not self-confidence,
不是对各种专业的信心
or the
信任
confidence in all kinds of your certificates,
如果你是这样的一个信任
if you entrust those,
你开始要上一种新的课程
you need to learn a new lesson,
不要以为一个好的专业就可以找到工作
that's a good degree,
时代改变了
time changes,
我们通常说、哎、哪一个最热门这个时候这个工作最好找哈、yeah. 是吗
Yeah, we say that this job will get a good job, so let's go read, go get that degree.
所以到底你要成全的是什么
？So what is that you want to fulfill?
你对你的孩子，不管儿子或者是女儿，你最要的是什么
？What is that you want from your children?
人对神哈，不能太贪心。
We cannot be so greedy towards God.
我们都想说要鱼也要熊掌。
I want
鱼跟熊掌。
Yeah, I want cake and the frosting both.
哇，好棒！没有的。
No.
耶稣说：“先求他的国跟他的义。
”Seek his kingdom first.
其他就有了。
The rest will come.
我们信神就是要信这些话，对不对
？So we need to learn others to receive.
我们靠着神的话这样活下去，走下去。
We learn God's word. We live by His word.
必定有冠冕跟奖赏让你可以领。
There is a crown of a reward ahead of it in heaven.
妇人，你的信心是大的。
Woman, you have great faith.
为了女儿的缘故
，because of for your children,
你敞开你的心
，that you open your heart.
你不在意你自己的苦
，you're not afraid of to show up.
只为她的缘故，只为她的缘故
，because of her.
而且她存着盼望
，and then she was hopeful.
我的女儿可以好起来，可以恢复她原来的形象。
My daughter can be healed.
好，第二个母亲
，and then the second mother.
我要讲的是耶稣的母亲。
那个 focus 一下吗？下一页。
耶稣的母亲。
OK， 再上一页，上一页。Yeah. OK， it's a Jesus's mother。
我们知道，当耶稣开始做工的时候，有几次谈到母亲，他的母亲。
While in his ministry, Jesus talked about his own mother.
为什么我要从耶稣来谈他的母亲
？So why do I want to talk about Jesus's mother?
因为最后挂在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was hung on the cross,
他最后的两件事情
，Two things he did.
第一件
，First,
隔壁这个同定的强盗
，There is another thief was nailed with him.
我想那是他最大的欣慰哈。安慰，竟然受苦受难，受那么大折磨，还可以拉一个上去。
And then I think this is probably the
这是神的心。
Best gift from God is that while he himself was suffering, he can take another one to heaven.
请我们今天理解神的心。
So we want you to understand God's heart.
神怎么看我们这些母亲
？What? How does he?
他要的是什么
？Mothers. What does he want?
最后的那几秒钟，你跟我到乐园去。
He said that the last minute said you're going to be with me in the paradise.
永远的啦。
Into eternity.
刚才我们提到，那个母亲的赏赐，你要得到的是永远的。
Your reward that mothers you should get is for eternity.
刚才我提到说，儿女要称你为有福。
We said that the children will call you blessed.
大部分的母亲不会陪儿女到他们的中场，他们的结束。大部分的母亲这样讲是合理的，对不对
？Most mothers would probably would not ended up give funeral to their children.
我巴不得可以，巴不得希望可以 ，I wish， 呀、yeah, ，但是不是？所以你的赏赐你看不到，你耶稣说我管你成全了、啊，成全要看到尾巴啊。那你看不到尾巴，你怎么知道成全了呢？天上才是我们的结束的成全终局。
So our reward will be received in heaven, and that will be done.
他把一个人带上去,
so this, he took one person to paradise. We know that his work is done.
看着他前面的母亲,
and then he looked at his own mother.
30几年, 应该说30年, 不到30年, 抚养他的母亲,
so over 30 some years that she raised him up.
交代了一句话,
and then he gave one word.
完全是个人私人的这个恩跟情之间的话,
and this is his love and compassion to his own mother.
约翰,
John,
交给你了,
this is your mother.
要当耶稣的母亲, 我们以为很神圣, 我们孩子, 你要当谁? 扁句的时候, 我要当玛利亚。
So we all think that being Jesus' mother being is a very holy, and then in the nativity scene, everybody wants to be Mary.
玛利亚的人生从她怀孕开始, 一言难尽。
But Mary, since her conception, is just full of challenges.
生一个孩子要千里迢迢的, 不在自己的家, 要生在一个连房间都没有的地方。
To give birth, she has to go thousands of miles to a strange place and to give birth to a room that she even does not have.
抱着这个襁褓中的耶稣, 还要逃命到埃及去。
And then after that, she also hold him and then fled to Egypt.
好, 这个对母亲来讲都是任劳任怨的, 我知道。
Okay, mothers, you're willing to do what? We got it.
但是有一件事情,
but there's one thing.
我要你注意一下,
I want you to pay attention.
诗篇第69篇,
Psalm 69.
这个是在预言耶稣以后受难的情况。
And then this psalm is a depiction, is a prophecy of how Jesus would suffer.
那你怎么说呢?
How does it say?
诗篇第69篇, 第七节, 应该是第七节。
Yeah. Psalm 69, verse 7.
我这里没有哈, 对不起, 请帮我用中文英文都念一下。
我没有中文。
你没有中文, okay, 好, 你先念英文。
好, for I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face.
好, 那你的意思是这样子。
So he says,
在预言耶稣哦, 说耶稣的兄的家人, 看他为外人, 对不对?
Jesus' family treat him like a outcast.
他的同族的人,
his town people.
犹太人非常注重种族,
because they really, these people are really pay attention to
那个同族的人, 同族的人, 对他怎么样?
It's for all his clan people, they have something to say.
好, 对他怎么样? 有翻道人告诉我一下, 前面是说把他看作外人, 那同族人怎么样?
They see him
外邦人, 视他为外邦人。
See them as a Gentile.
69篇第9节, 好。
In verse 9,
yeah.
For zeal of my house consume me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me.
你想想看, 身为耶稣的母亲,
so being the mother of Jesus,
生了第一个儿子,
first son,
他的表姐,
his, her
约翰的,
cousin,
他的,
cousin,
约翰的妈妈,
Elizabeth, that's John the Baptist's mother,
受圣灵的感动,
and then being moved by the Holy Spirit,
他说, 哎呀, 我主的母亲,
this is my Lord's mother,
yeah, 那是一个圣灵的感动,
and that's being, it's a,
因为她里面也怀着孕,
because she was also with
child, 她是以前不怀孕的,
she could not, she was
现在怀孕了,
now she's, she
现在是一个大喜事,
and this is a happy,
可是看到玛利亚还没有结婚的一个, 处女,
saw Mary who has not been married,
怀着孕的时候,
and being conceived,
她里面有圣灵的感动,
and then she was moved by spirit,
她说, 我主的母亲,
and my Lord's mother,
玛利亚抚养生了神的儿子, 主的母亲,
and then this is Mary raised, born and give birth and raised up the Lord,
然后从圣经所预言的说, 耶稣经受了什么? 家里面的人看他像外人,
and then at the end is that all his clan,
同族的人,
like a Gentile,
同族人看他为外邦人, 是的, 啊, 你可以想象母亲的心是如何,
that, how would that feel for mother?
不离不弃, 无怨无悔,
will never forget, forsake, and then will never leave such a child,
yeah, 没有 regret, 没有后悔的,
does not have no regret.
如果不是因为这样子，
without this then,
耶稣就不会在最后，
he probably would not say this last phrase.
如果你的儿子被判重刑犯要处死刑的时候，你敢去吗？
If your son being is going to be executed,
即使即使是被冤枉的，
even though it's innocent,
你的心能去面对吗？
Can you face it?
这样的母亲，
this is the mother,
无怨无悔，
no regrets,
以至于她在她的主面前，
and to walk towards the path that the Lord has,
当然是她的儿子的面前，
and to before his own son, her own son,
可以说就像刚才讲的，耶稣称她的母亲为有福。
And so she calls her blessed.
所以从这两个例子，
so with these two examples,
请我们记得，
so let's remember,
如果谁都不了解你每一个，不管任何一个妈妈，
no one may understand you,
不管你接受多少的这个难处，
even though how difficult it would be,
不管你心里面掩饰着羞耻，
or how much of shame that you're covering,
都会有的，都会有的，连那个分数比不上都有羞耻的，不是吗？
We don't have all that.
妈妈们，
Mothers,
耶稣最了解你，
Jesus understands you,
而且耶稣不要你自己承担，
and then, Jesus does not want you to bear
他的赏赐等着你，
the reward is await you,
他的应许等着你，
promises await you,
继续，
continue,
母亲是一生的，
because motherhood is lifetime,
不是说好了你 自己自立了，你走了我不参与了，这样就结束的。
Not that after they leave home and say that's the end of it.
那个还要看得开哈。但是呢，不管怎么样，一生的，一生的。
But this is a lifetime work.
所以妈妈的那种爱跟她的那种妈妈的这个德性，
so this is the motherhood, this love from mothers.
攀比神的长阔高深的爱，
and can maybe a little bit to compare with God's love of.
我相信你有对儿子长的爱，长。
I believe you have love for your son.
不管多久，不管他多大，
how old,
有深的爱。
How deep it is.
不管他的问题有多少，我们可以愿意进到他的心里面，跟他一起同当。
But how much that we want to be part of his life.
不管他的问题有多复杂，多么的阔，
regardless of that your child's problem, how terrible it is,
我们都甘心相陪，
that we are willing,
甚至可以陪上命，
be part of it, even to a point that you will to give up your life.
但是我们有一个高处的这个爱，
but there is a love that's high.
你没有办法自己承担，
you cannot bear by yourself.
这个高处的爱是有一天你要在天上跟他一起。见神的，
because one day you are going to be with God to see, to be with your child to see God.
神说这个部分我给你，
but God said this part I'll take care of it.
所以圣经告诉我们恩赐，圣灵的恩赐。
So we say that it's a gift from God.
哥林多前书第十三章。
So it's First Corinthians chapter.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
These three remain: faith, hope, and love.
记得这个是恩赐。
Remember, these three are gifts.
不是我们有的。
Not something is out of us.
母亲们领受了，而且很亲身体验了这样的恩赐的一个功用。
So mother have received from above. You have received the faith, hope, and love in your own life.
神评分的标准在哪里？
So what's the God's way of rating you?
你领赏的一个资格在哪里？
What qualifies you to receive?
长存的信心。
Is to long faith.
包括对神。
To God,
对你自己，
to yourself,
对我们的孩子，
to our children.
不是说我们有自信，不是这个意思，
not self-confident,
或是孩子也不能让你信得过，
and you may not be able to believe in your children.
但是他是你的一个宝贝，你必须要有这个资源，不管怎么样我都有这样的信任跟信心。
But the children are your precious, your treasure, and you must have faith in them.
你的孩子你不爱谁来爱？
If no one loves your child, who will love you?
你的孩子，你不信任谁信任他？
No one trusts your children. Who will trust?
有盼望。
You? Have hope.
有爱。
Have love.
最大的是爱。
And then the greatest.
妈妈们，
love.
妈妈们。
So mothers.
我们可以让别人看到神，体会到神的爱，特别是对我们的孩子。
So you can show that they are loved. Your children are loved.
最现成的。神的一个 彰显。
And then to demonstrate God's love.
我们有信、有望、有爱。
Faith, hope, and love.
最大的是爱。
Out of these three, greatest is love.
我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Father, we thank you.
我们在这里领受你宝贝的话语。
We receive your word.
我们知道你已经做工。
We know that you are still working.
求你把深深的安慰。
May you give us this a deep comfort.
放到每一个不管是年轻或者是年长的妈妈的心里。
Give us all the mothers, regardless of their age.
让我们今天同得鼓励。
So that we are all encouraged.
再一次的迈步向前。
That we walk forward.
我们为所有的人在你面前感谢你。
And we give thanks to everyone here.
因为家是你所设立的
Because, you have established family.
我们同声在跟你这里跟你说圣哉圣哉圣哉
In one voice we say holy holy holy
伟大的神
Great, our greatest God,
奇妙的神
a wonderful God,
公义拯救的神
our salvation and savior
我们谢谢主耶稣救赎的爱
Thank you Jesus for your love to save us
我们要跟你唱一首新歌
And we will sing a new song
一直更新的歌
And, continuous renewed
当我们带着孩子到最后一天的时候
When we, lead with our children to last
我们那首歌就会在天上一直唱下去
And we will sing this new song
无比的感恩
And then we be grateful
求你赐福我们
And then to bless us
Amen
In Jesus' name pray, Amen
等一下再祝祷